Müthiş mi be?
Good afternoon, Grippy Sock Gang. What is up? It's me, Zaria, and it's your favorite podcast, the Chemically Imbalanced Black Girl Podcast. How are we doing, guys? I'm so excited to talk to you guys today. Like the last couple of episodes, I started off like super drowsy. One time I was on my period, the other time I was like not feeling well. So today I'm feeling great. I got up super early this morning. It's Saturday. I got up super early. I cleaned. I did not cook because I just don't do that in this house. Like I just can't. Like even turning on the oven, I'm just like, no. I got up, I cleaned the house, I did some laundry, took a shower, you know, got myself together. I even ran a couple errands, so you know today is feeling good. I am having a slight problem though, and if I'm being honest with you guys, it's not slight, it's a huge problem. Okay, especially because, okay, let me just start from the beginning. Okay, so you guys know I love animals, right? I love animals with every fiber in my being. Any animal, it could be a fucking bug. Well, as long as the bug isn't in my house, then we're good. Outside, I love anything. Inside, I'm a little judgy. But I do. I love bugs, animals, literally anything. I'm not scared of literally anything that like crawls or moves or barks or anything. We all know that I've been wanting a pet, right? I can't get a dog because I don't have the mental capacity to have a dog. Like I wouldn't be able to, what's that word? I wouldn't be able to stimulate my dog as much as dogs need to be stimulated because I'm not a real hype bitch. Like I like to come home, clean up, smoke a blunt, work out, lay down. You know what I'm saying? That's like the type of day I be having. Like that's a very good day to me. And dogs obviously want to jump, play, go outside, walk, wrestle. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing all that shit. I would love to. I would love to be the type of person that could give a dog that life because dogs are my favorite animal out of all animals. So of course I would love, to be able to be that person for a puppy or a dog, but I know I'm not, and I'm not about to prove myself right and hurt my own feelings and then, you know, trick this dog into thinking that I'm his mom and then that nigga gotta go live somewhere else. You know, I'm just not gonna do that to me or the dog. So I said all that to say is that I'm working on getting a kitten, and that's coming really, really soon. But like 2 months ago, I bought myself a pet, which was the pet I was going to show you guys on the next video episode, which was supposed to be this one. But my MacBook is broken. I'm going to have to get it fixed. So until I get that fixed, I can't download the videos from the camera. You know what I'm saying? There's no way for me to upload it because I'm for damn sure I can't download it on my phone. You know, quality going to be trash. And my phone has like an inch of storage left on it. So that bitch is going to blow up if I do that. Literally. Not that I won't. It's just that I literally can't. But let me stay on focus because I feel myself about to go off on so many topics. So let me stay on the animal topic. Wait. So a few months ago, I had bought myself a snake, right? I love snakes. I know a lot of you just cringed or peeled back hard as fuck from that. Okay. I've been going through it for 2 months. A lot of people either love her or they're like never coming to my house again. Okay. And this next statement that I'm about to say really gonna solidify y'all not coming to my house again. But, I named my snake. Am I staring at this bitch right now? Hold on. Okay. I'm not lying to y'all. I'm about to cry, yo. Y'all are getting this live. I'm not editing any of this shit out, okay? Oh my God, I can't wait till tomorrow. I was literally about to tell y'all that I lost my fucking snake in my house, right? Sometimes when I clean her cage out, oh my God, I'm actually tearing up. I can't believe I just look to my fucking left and I see this bitch. Okay, let me calm down. So a few days ago, I was cleaning out my snake's enclosure. Her enclosure is kind of big, so I have to like get on a chair and, you know, open it and stuff like that so I can get all her shit out sometimes if she sheds. Oh my fucking God. Okay, sorry y'all. What I'm trying to say is I accidentally left. How the fuck did you get there? Oh my God. So let me finish telling the story. After I finished cleaned her cage, I accidentally left her enclosure top open, okay? Long story short, snakes are active in the nighttime. My bitch ass is in my bed, sound asleep. This girl gets out, okay? No idea where she is. No idea where she is. She has been missing for 3 days now. Until right now, y'all, I'm going to post on Instagram as soon as I stop this fucking recording, because she's literally sticking out of my dresser drawer. How the fuck you got in my room and how you got in that drawer like that is actually freaking me out, because were you in my bed at some point? I'm not scared of her. She's in my bed all the time. But like, there was a thief in the night slithering across my house. How? And I can't wait for y'all to see this picture. How are you in there? Y'all like dead ass. This is not scripted. Not that it would be, not that it could be. I literally came up here to tell you guys that I lost her and I literally don't know where she is. I look at my TV, which is sitting on top of my dresser, and this bitch is sticking her head out of the fourth dresser. Oh my gosh. This is the weirdest shit that's ever happened to me. Oh my gosh. Okay. Anyway, actually freaking out. I don't even want to do the rest of this episode because I'm shaking. That's insane. Okay, I have to finish this episode. Okay. I can't even like go over there and pick her up, because if I move, I know I'm not coming back to record the rest of this episode. So, oh my gosh. So this is not what this episode was supposed to be about. But for the next topic, guys, now I'm about to speed up this goddamn episode. This is going to be a cute little short episode because she just really freaked me out a little bit. But for the next topic, guys, I really just want to talk to you guys about, this is my birthday, you guys know, is in May. This is my last couple of days or weeks, I should say, of being 25. And I don't know, 25, I think, has been the weirdest age. Well, do I want to say that? I think 25 has been the most, like, a lot of things, like, happened to me on this age. You know what I'm saying? Not, like, bad. But I just experienced a lot at 25. Bad and good, to be honest with you. I think 25, if you, like, are one of those people to be like, 25 isn't old and shit like that, which is not, but 25 is definitely where you get your first taste of that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not old at 25, but it's definitely the age where niggas start to be like, God damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you start telling people you're 25, that's when niggas start, you know, twisting eyebrows and scrunching up faces. You're like, man, you old as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So that's when you get your first little taste, your little snippet of maybe I am an elder. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm up there and shit. I rented my first car at this age, which comes in handy a lot, because you guys know that I don't have a car in Jacksonville. So I do that quite often, which feels good. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. 25, I think, even though I personally don't think I look 25 until I start talking, then you're like, oh yeah, that's a grown bitch. But if I'm just like silent, I kind of like a school child, because I always carry around a book bag, because I'll say it time and time again, book bags are more essential than purses and pocketbooks. And maybe I'm just not that type of bitch. So yeah. But being 25, I get hit on by literally every age group, and that's so fucking confusing. Men or women, you know, I'll have like a 17-year-old boy try to hit on me, and I'm like, gross. And then I turn around and there's like a 42-year-old woman, like, how old are you? And I'm like, ooh, I'm old enough, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, like, I'm in the pocket for everything. Not the 17-year-old, because that's crazy, but you're just like, I guess you look young enough to be, you know, asked that question by a younger person, but you're definitely old enough to be like, how young are you, by an older person, you know? So that's really strange. I told you guys this before. I keep like glancing over at the snake. That's fucking crazy. Anyway, I've told you guys before in previous episodes that my joints and my like body is just not like how it used to be. You know, I'm pretty sure once upon a time I did have mega knees. You know, now I got like fucking Viola Davis knees. Like, it's not, the juices aren't juicing. Like, my lactic acid is like running away. The only thing that's saving me, y'all, is that I work out almost every day. That's the only thing that's saving a bitch life, because the way I'd crumble and buckle and shatter if I didn't, it would be absolutely insane. See, what else did I learn in 25? Ooh, this is going to be a deep one, but, I kind of had a revelation. Does that have to do with like God? I don't want to use like religious words, because that's kind of fucked up. But I had like a realization. There we go. That I don't want to die. I don't want to die. And I know that's crazy, because I spent like 15 years of my life like trying to, or at least wanting to and attempting to. But I think maybe I, and this might be just my birthday coming up and I'm talking out my ass, you know, like that, because I love my birthday and I didn't always. Oh, it's later today. Okay, sorry, you guys. I was reading the message from my screen. This video is all over the place. This episode, I mean. But no, whenever it gets closer to my birthday, I always have like, I don't know. I feel like my eyes are always like wide open with shit that I deal with. But I do know that if I died now, solely because of this podcast, I would be so sad and disappointed in myself because I didn't get a chance to get it where I wanted it to. And even though I know I've like touched you guys and a lot of you guys, hey, look, it's some girls in here that listen to this podcast. Like I said, we're on a good month. We're pushing, you know, 500 people listening. But it's some women in here that I've cried with, literally, like, shed tears. Y'all know who you are. I don't say names, but I know that I've touched you guys in some way. Pause. But, you know, there's a bigger scale. You know, there's tons of Black women out here that, you know, it would do something for them to hear my stories, or it would at least give them some type of comfort or a little pocket friend. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that you could pull out your phone and you could have a friend that you could talk to or listen to or something like that. Like, that is the whole point of this podcast. And if I died early without achieving at least a part of that I want to achieve, then I would just feel like I didn't live my life for a reason. You know what I'm saying? And that's so crazy to think about because, you know, if y'all met me a few years ago, I wouldn't have given a fuck about any of that. I would have just been like, I want to go. Like, I don't give a fuck about helping nobody. I don't give a fuck about my family. I don't give a fuck about nobody being hurt after I die. Like, I just want to go. So I think that's really special how my mind has graduated or at least healed a little bit from just not giving a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong. I always say this. I'm good either way. I'm good whether I live or I don't. I've made my peace with that so many times. So I know I would be okay. It wouldn't dissolve my disappointment, though. I would still be so disappointed at what I could have done with this podcast and I didn't get a chance to do. Also, 25 is giving me a little bit of freckles. I don't know if I've explained this to you guys before, but in my biological family, almost every single woman on that side has freckles, but it's also because they have skin of like white people over there. And I'm talking about the color and pigment, not the texture and density. So all of my most of the women on my biological maternal side are all really pale and light, bright skinned. And they all have the most beautiful freckles I've ever seen in my entire life. And me and my biological oldest sister, because she's dark skinned, are the only two that don't have freckles. And that has pissed me off since I was a child. And you guys, I was exfoliating my face a few days ago and I saw a couple freckles on my cheeks. And I was like, my time is fucking coming. But let me tell you why I'm also scared of that. Because as many freckles as I saw just as much moles. And I've always been a pretty moly girl. Like, if you've ever seen me in person or up close in video, I have a lot of moles on my neck. And I'm really scared of getting older to be one of those old people that just got moles all. You know how Morgan Freeman look now? Like, I'm terrified to be one of those old people. Now, I don't think Morgan Freeman looked bad, but he's just always had the moles, so that's just how I know he looks, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want that for me because I haven't always had moles all over my goddamn face and chest and body and neck. I'm like happy about the freckles, a little worried about the moles. And I know you can always get moles removed, but who's gonna fucking want to do that, you know what I'm saying? So we'll see. But that's what 25 is giving me. 25 is giving me, you know, it's giving me a different look, and I don't think I mind that. Anybody is listening and you're basically born in 1998 and you're turning 26 this year, if you haven't already turned 26, because I know this year is basically over, which is fucking crazy. How are we almost in the fifth month? That's wild. But if you're turning 26 or if you had already turned 26, just tell me, like, what did 25, like, what was your wrap up of 25? Like, what did you gain? What did you lose? What did you learn? Like, did 25 do anything for you that like 24, 23, 22, and 21 didn't? I really want to know that because, you know, a lot of times I say like, oh, I still feel 18 or I still feel 19. And I really don't, if I'm being honest with you, I don't. I feel like I'm at my age, you know. all the things I go through, and especially all the things, oh my God, I'm gonna give you guys a perfect fucking example. All the things that I see like my coworkers and like my younger cousins doing, I'm just like, bitch, I cannot be bothered with that. I'm about to go home, crack a blunt open, and lay the fuck down. I can't. As long as my bills are paid, as long as all my shit is together, and I got food in my fridge, I don't want to do nothing else. That's how I know I don't feel 19. Because when I was 19, I was down for any and everything that was, you know, safe. But to give you guys an example, my coworker just yesterday, they're both like maybe 20, or one is 19 and one is 20. Anyway, that's basically the same shit. She was asking me advice. She was like, there's this old lady that I watch and I get paid for. So that's her job. I don't know why she worded it like that. She was like, there's this old lady that I look after, and I get paid for it, and I have to go there tonight to look after her. But there's also like a party going on tonight at some like club, and like my man is going to be there, right? This was a white girl, right? And she was like, and he just got a fresh retwist, so I already want to see him. And that made me cringe so hard. I was like, ah! Okay. So she was like, should I like go watch the old lady, or should I go see my man? And my face tuned up so hard. I was like, and what I said was, because I tried to back out the conversation. And this is the thing about me. If I don't like what you're talking about, if I don't like what you're saying, the first thing I'm gonna try to do is bail out. Because if you keep pressing me for my answer and I know you're not gonna like it, I'm gonna give it to you, because I tried to back out, right? So this is what I say. I say, I think you should ask somebody closer to your age, because at my age, there's no way dick is gonna come over my money. So I can't contribute to this conversation. That's what I said, right? And I tried to walk away, and she was like, no, but it's just not about dick. She was like, I could leave the lady alone for a few hours. I was like, have you done that before? She was like, no. I was like, and if you get caught, are you going to get fired? She was like, yeah. I was like, okay. So do you want to get fired? Do you not give a fuck about this job? Does this job not contribute to your bills at all? She was like, no, it does. And see, that's the type of stupid shit. I'm about to jump on a whole new topic and I don't want to. That's the type of stupid shit that I don't like to be involved with. You know what I'm saying? And this girl that I'm talking to wasn't my coworker. She was my coworker's friend. But my coworker brought me into conversation to like give this bitch advice or something like that. And I'm getting irritated because I'm just like, why are you asking me such a dumbass question? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I was actually irritated. And I was like, okay, so either you want dick or you want money. Girl, I was like, this is not a hard decision. This is not a hard decision. And I don't know if y'all ever been to Florida, but the niggas ain't shit out here. So I was like, you about to go get dick from a nigga who just got a fucked up lock. What they call them shits out here? A fucked up, I don't even know. Wick. You probably about to go fuck a nigga that got the most fucked up wicks, free twit. I can't even talk. I was just so appalled. I was just like, so either you want to miss out on a bag or you want to go ride on a pacifier. That's insane. But obviously she chose to go to the party. And I was just like, yeah, 25-year-old me is just not doing that. Bitch, I got bills to pay. I got shit to buy. I got things to watch to pay for these subscriptions. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could get dick anywhere. Literally. I could go right outside to my backyard and holler for some dick. And I promise you in 30 minutes, one will come. Those are two totally different mindsets. Like, she was literally like, I could miss out on a couple, you know what I'm saying? She was planning on bills she could like miss out on paying just to go get dick. I was like, yeah, girl. Yeah, babe. That's not 25. I don't know what to tell you, but it ain't it. Yeah, guys, that's what 25 has given to me. That's what 25 has taught me. Is that I'm really not like 18, 19, 20 years old anymore. Like, I can't even be if I wanted to. Like, I can't pretend that I want to go out to clubs anymore. I can't pretend that I want to go dancing. I can't pretend that I want to be all up in some nigga face. You know what I'm saying? Like, that time for me is just so far graduated and so far down in my system that I can't even pretend to be that bitch if I wanted to. You guys know I've said it since episode one, the way I love being alone, the way I love being myself. First of all, I've never been boy crazy. If anything, I was pussy crazy. I would be neck deep in vagina, y'all. Oh my God. Oh my God. And I was supposed to tell you guys a story about my previous girlfriends, because a friend of mine who recently just started listening to the podcast, he was like, you tell us all about your men stories and stuff like that, but you never tell us about, you know, you dating women stories and stuff like that. And I lived with a woman for a short time, and I'm surprised I've never told you guys about that, because that bitch was crazy. Oh my gosh. But Since my snake is currently staring at me and I know she's hungry as fuck, I'm going to end this episode early. And next episode, I'm going to give you guys some more tea. And speaking of tea, you guys, the drum roll. The Patreon is officially open, guys, and I was so nervous opening this goddamn shit for y'all, okay? It's officially open. We have two tiers, okay? We have a $5 tier. You get bonus episodes. You get my special personal guest appearances, okay? I know you guys hear me talking about Mango. You guys hear me talking about Elijah, and you guys hear me talking about my man that isn't my man. I want you guys to see all of those people, but, you know, some of those people aren't really comfortable with being on the internet for everybody to see. So those will just be my Patreon special guests and sometimes continuous guests because they could come back. Like Mango, I'm going to try to force her to come on the show as much as possible. But that's what you guys get in the $5 tier. And I do have a second one. It is a $10 tier called the Grippy Sock Gang. The first tier is $5. It's called the Grippy Sock Gang because you guys are my niggas. And then we have the Grippiest Sock Gang, which is the second tier. It's $10 a month. And you get just about everything. Like I said, I might pop a titty out on there sometimes. I'm just kidding. I really got to stop saying that. But hey, yay. Hey, that's $10. You never know. But no, you guys get all of my unfiltered stories. You guys are getting name drops. You guys are getting pictures. You guys are getting video evidence. You guys are getting my smoke and music sessions. There's a lot of people I see on TikTok that has like playlists, like listening parties. Like, I don't know if you guys know who Demetrius Harmon is. He's the guy that created You Matter merch. And I've been a fan of his since I was in like fucking middle school. I think what he does with his platform is amazing. It's kind of similar to what I want to do with mine, just a girl version. But he does this thing on TikTok where he has like this white playlist of like all the bangers that white people have made throughout the years that black people love. And I love that idea. I really want to do that on my Patreon. So I'm going to do some of that. We're going to do some painting and story times. I explained this on the videos on Patreon, but I've been wanting to get into painting because I'm tired of being so non-creative. Like, I'm really not that creative of a person. I'm kind of sick of that. So I want to test my limits in certain areas to see if I can do certain shit. And I think it'll be nice to see you guys see me try to achieve something and either fail or, you know, succeed while I'm telling crazy ass stories. And then you will also get to see me do challenges. So I know the internet has a bunch of weird challenges, and the first one I'm going to do is the hot chip challenge, because for some reason I've been really, 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 really interested in trying that hot ass chip, and I hate spicy food, so that's going to be awful. But all of my challenges are going to be able for you guys to either win some money or to win some merch from the podcast. Either it'll be a hoodie, socks, a tote bag, you know, a cup, whatever like that, or I'll just ask for your Cash App and I'll send you 20 to 50 bucks. So, you know, just to help out. Help you, help me. You know, it's a give and take. You know, I can't do this. I can't put out this content alone, and I can't fund it alone, which is why I need you guys to sign up for the Patreon. But you guys also can't, you know, just sign up for the Patreon. We're in a recession. You guys got kids, you got bills, you got stuff to eat. You know what I'm saying? So I want to be able to at least give you your money back somehow. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's going to be really nice. I'm uploading videos all this coming week. I have two intro videos that I'm supposed to be uploading today. And then I'll put out, my 420 video that I filmed for you guys. That's going to be fantastic. And yeah, it'll be great. I'm really excited for you guys to, continue being fans of the show, and watch my, knowledge and professionalism go up, and the production of the show is going to get a lot better the more you guys, stay locked in with me. So yay. I'm really excited, and, I hope you guys have a good day, and I will see you next Sunday.